set the words afar, and I've never stole nothing, and I've never this, and you know how many nevers you can call over. And so he said, try that when you're 60 years old. And I says, Pa, I'm living in a different day you lived in. There's no way, hardly. And he studied a few minutes, and he tapped me back on the shoulder a few times, and he says, son, just try a little harder. Hmm. So I don't mind telling you, I made it till I was 60. And I lived under that old man till I was 60. And when I made it, I got up the next morning, you go, got that thing on? You yes. need to do something, you cuss a little?
That's okay, yeah, that's quite all right.
Well, anyhow, I come in the kitchen, I wore a big head of felt hats. I threw it across the kitchen and hit the wall and told my wife, I said, I lived under for 60 years. I'm going to do that goddamn place from now on. But that's the truth. That's when I got 21 years old. That day I was 60. I was so afraid I was going to get arrested. I was so afraid that some little something had come up, you know. And I was just living, not in misery, but on the lookout for anything that might come along.
Till you were 60.
Till I was 60 years old. And the lady asked me, after I told her this, and the lady asked me, said, well, did you change in? I said, hell no, you stay straight 60 years, you can't cook then.
Yeah. I had to stop and ask a man who was around, ask him, you know, where you live. And he said, there were a lot of people that lived, there were a lot of Mr. around here.
Yes.
Can you tell me about your relatives?
Oh, we've got quite a bunch of us. In my family, there was 10, see.
Uh-huh.
And there was two of us never had any children. And the other 8 made up for it. So they're scattered all over the country, everywhere. We just tally they from here to Biloxi. And this community is pretty well community in here. I got nephews that's built up here and brothers that lives here, right close around, it's quite a bunch of us around.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
We're not a clan though, but we figure someday to form one.
So, you got any brothers living?
Yes, we got one living right down there. He's 78, and then I got another brother living down close to Biloxi. He's 84. And my older brother just died last year at 94.
94?
Yeah. How that?
Y'all got a long life.
Yes. My mother lived to 87, 88, I believe, and my daddy at 86. She was a year older than him, too.
Hmm.
Yes, my mother was a year older than my daddy.
Now, can you tell me about the farm around here? What do you have over there? Where were your lands mostly?
My land?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Well, I had, but when I first got married and went to buying land, a little around, well, I had bought it away from home. My mm-hmm. daddy had given me this 40. I was hooked in with a northern man in front of me, west of me, with about 240 or 320 acres. And he had me headed off that way. Then I was hugged in behind here with a doctor that owned all of that and had set it out in tongue trees, see, and thinking. And so I figured there was no way spreading out here. So I bought land as close to it as I could get, the good farmland. And the northern man, he went broke and left here, and I bought him out. And then 2 or 3 years from then, the lady that owned a tunnel, the doctor's wife that owned a tunnel orchard, well, she'd got options from the big shops all over about buying it. And at that time, tunnel business was going pretty strong, mm-hmm. pretty good money. And so they kept